All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual competing at Bellator 268. It goes down on October the 16th, a consequential light heavyweight bout between Dov Ledzon, Yag Shamiradov, and Carl Elbrickson. And happy to be speaking to Carl once again. How are the training preparations going ahead of this one here, man?
Well, training has been very, very hard and tough as usual, but it's been going very well. I feel very well prepared.
And I'm kind of curious because last time we were speaking, we were kind of touching on the situation with Pancrase Gym Sweden, and you were saying that they had lost the physical location. I mean, the core group of fighters still remaining, but can you, I guess, provide an update on Pancrase Gym Sweden? Have you guys found a new physical location and all that?
We're renting a mat at a local gym in town, but it's pretty small. We haven't found our own gym, so to speak, yet. But, you still manage to get good training in with good training partners and jump around to different clubs. Stockholm is a very cluster of different clubs like boxing, MMA, and jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. So you can still get good training in.
Yeah, it seems like you get in a lot of stellar work. I mean, like Nexus / Fight Center, Stark Jiu-Jitsu, Sweden Top Team. It seems like there's a lot of great spaces to work at.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent in all different areas. And like I said, it's a small town. Everybody knows everybody. So we all try to help each other.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what it's all about. And last time we were talking, we were discussing how you've gotten to work with guys like Sebastian Kadastam and whatnot. But for more of the bigger bodies closer to your weight category, it seemed like All-Star Gym was kind of that space for like sparring and kind of training camp purposes. Like, who specifically are you sparring with ahead of this one here to kind of prepare yourself for this fight?
Well, I've been sparring a lot at All-Stars lately, and a lot with Kamsa Chimaev and Alexander Gustafsson, and also my regular sparring partners, but also from other cities in Sweden like Malmö and Gothenburg. So it's been a lot of bodies and a lot of different new sparring ahead of this one.
I was going to say, it must be invaluable experience working with a guy like Alexander Gustafsson. I mean, just being that you're a surging light heavyweight fighter, and I mean, he has a tremendous resume as a light heavyweight fighter. So on the level of not just physical technique, but also probably lessons learned in the gym, just in certain discussion and stuff like that, I imagine Alexander Gustafsson is quite the invaluable resource, as it were.
Yeah, definitely. He has tons of experience, and he always gives good tips and advice after sparring. So yeah, he's a very good resource to have so close.
Yeah, that's great to hear for sure, man. And kind of wanted to touch on the last fight there because it was another one outside of the Bellator circuit there, which I find kind of interesting that you're also allowed to still maintain the regularity of competition on that superior challenge circuit there. And you got that, TKO ground and pound victory. Like, what were your thoughts overall on that May performance that you had there against Vladimir Mishenko?
It was an easy fight. Just building a bit of a record and still staying active and staying a bit at home because I recently got a child, so I needed to stay at home and still be active.
Yeah, for sure. Is that something that you had worked out with Bellator in a previous, I guess, contractual agreement, like the ability to compete outside of the banner a little bit just to facilitate, that regular rate of activity and ability to provide for the fam that you just kind of outlined there?
Superior Challenge and Bellator are, they have a close, how you say it, they're working together. So they are doing business with each other. So they are not each other's competition.
Yeah, it's just cool to see. I think Bellator has such a great kind of forward-thinking idea in that regard. And as far as collaborating with other promotions to a degree and allowing fighters that sort of freedom to compete, how important is it to you to have that dynamic within Bellator MMA? It seems like the core promotion you want to really climb the rankings with, as it were. But how cool is it to just get these certain outside opportunities? It seems like you have the, I guess, autonomy and everything like that to do what you want.
For the fighters, I think it's great. Or for me especially, it feels great. It gives you more opportunity to fight. So, and that's what the whole business is about. It's about fight business. And if you're not fighting, you're standing still.
yeah, that's what it's all about there, man. But the last time you competed under the Bellator banner, I mean, you got quite the victory there, and just the distinction overall, just getting to be that first person to defeat both Vadim and Viktor Nemkov. Like, what were your thoughts on how that whole fight unfurled there? Because you actually kind of had broken the news with me about the fact you were getting ready to fight Viktor Nemkov last time we were talking there. So, like, how did that fight play out as it related to your expectations?
Well, I think I got my game plan and strategy. I did it very well. I had some... My little brother didn't get along. So he was supposed to come with me to the fight, but he tested positive, so he couldn't get on the flight. So I think I needed him to get that little extra push during the fight, because I think I played it a little bit too safe against Viktor. I just wanted to win. I feel like I could have finished him in the second round if I really like just changed that gear and just blasted him a little bit with more with the ground and pound. But you live and you learn.
Yeah, and you think like not having your brother cornering you was like a big kind of part of that, like that variable there?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because he knows me so well, and I like his voice, it sort of penetrates everything when I'm fighting. So he would have said, like, go for the finish, step up. Then I would have changed gearing and stepped up. But now it's just, it was a comfortable victory. It was good to get 15 minutes in, but I looking back, I could have finished.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, looking at what you could improve from what was comprehensive performance all around, I think that shows the desire to want to keep advancing and sort of growing there. But I mentioned that you were the first to defeat both of the Nemkov brothers there, and I was reading an article by Chad Porto that was kind of framing it in this kind of context, like talking about how in Pride there was a lot of like the, you know, family-oriented kind of feuds and certain things like that going on. Like, what do you think about all of that? Is that an uncomfortable characterization? Like, you know, Carl Elbertson against, you know, the Nemkov siblings, like that kind of deal? Or do you embrace it a little bit?
No, I embrace it. But it's like, I fought Valentin too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I can fight Anatoly Tokov also. So it's going to probably be like, oh, Carl against the whole Team Fedor. But I think it's fun. It's good for business. And I have no problems with Team Fedor or the Nemkov brothers. I have nothing but respect for that team. They're so good fighters. It feels just an honor to compete and like be on the same level. And we've seen each other on the circuit now for so many times. So it's just like, hey, what's up, man? Like, there's no beef. It's just a good competition.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that was sort of the vibe I got from it. Like, not like a bad blood-oriented thing, but pure competition. Like, you know, the Team Fedor guys are really going to, you know, test you in a certain regard. And I imagine that gives you an opportunity to just really show where your skills are at. So I'm sure there's that mutual kind of appreciation in a certain regard.
Definitely. I learned so much from just fighting Team Fedor, and I think it's good with rivalries. It makes me want to improve and push my level a bit further, and I believe that Vadim and the whole Team Fedor, like, they feel the same way.
Yeah, I would say so, for sure. I mean, definitely, you're bringing a lot of great skills to the table, but I wanted to talk about your upcoming opponent here, Dovledzon Yagshimiradov, because they had a bit of a streak going, that 8-fight win streak, but recently, you know, snapped by Corey Anderson there, who's continuing in the Grand Prix. I mean, Yagshimiradov, former ACA light heavyweight champion. Is this a guy that you or maybe someone in your camp has done a level of tape study on, or more just focusing on shoring up your own skills to express yourself as fluidly in the fight itself?
Well, we definitely have looked up a lot of tapes on him and what he likes to do in the fight and how he fights and his style and everything. And he's a very good fighter. This is a tougher matchup than the one I had earlier. So this, I have to be extremely on my toes and really bring my A game, because this guy is really top level.
Yeah, and I feel like I almost already know the answer to this, but thought to posit it all the same, just because, I mean, you were initially set to fight Julius Anglicus. I know some outside circumstance kind of informed that, but he'll now be fighting Vadim Nemkov in the Grand Prix with the title on the line there. And I mean, you've gone on a bit of a run, that 3-fight win streak since the defeat to Phil Davis, and maybe for him, like, he was in a bit too close proximity to losing to Nemkov, even though he got back on track against Romero there. So I guess my question is, like, where do you, I guess, see yourself in relation to a title shot, or are you not thinking about the proximity to getting a crack at a championship, and it's just blinders on for this fight here completely?
Right now, I'm only focusing on this fight. I mean, I know I get the title shot eventually if I just keep on winning fights, but I think I need a little bit of a better fight streak. And a win against Doublet is a very, very good thing on my resume and will speak good for a title shot.
Yeah, and I mean, part of the, you know, upper echelon of the division, ranked number 10 presently. And I mean, it's been not super recent, but relatively recent, I guess, that Bellator has kind of instantiated those rankings there. Like, what do you think about there being a defined rankings hierarchy in Bellator? Like, do you enjoy it as a competitor? Because it gives like a clear kind of like hierarchy and like an idea of who you might be facing next and things of that nature.
Yeah, definitely. I like it. It knows where you need to go and where you are. And you need to win fights, and like you see those that are on top of you, and you need to fight those people and beat them.
Yeah, man.
You're at the top, right? Now you have a clear mental goal on where you are and where you want to be.
Yeah, man, for sure. That's what it's all about. But the last time we talked, I didn't get a chance to ask you this, and generally I sort of ask fighters and see where they're at with like the music they like to train to. Like, I know, you know, years past you had the experiences training with Josh Barnett, so I imagine a fair bit of death metal and stuff like that is blaring in the room. But like, what do you kind of toss on music wise when you get a hold of the aux cord there?
Oh, well, it's different. It depends on the training and like the mood, but now recently I've been a lot of Russian pop. But it can also be a different European hip hop. It can be death metal. It can be old school rock. It can be salsa. I'm definitely not just, it's going to be this music. It depends on the vibe of the day.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely can vary a little bit there for sure, man. But been good getting to talk to you, and I appreciate you giving some insights ahead of this fight here. So to that point, is there maybe anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping things up here, Carl?
No, enjoy the fight. It's going to be a good fight.
Yeah, it's going to be a stellar tilt there for sure. And I mean, definitely people got to go give you a follow on Instagram there. I was noticing you got hacked around May there, so you got to get some people following you. King Carl Albrechtsen.
Yeah, King Carl Albrechtsen nowadays. The last one, it's gone.
Yeah, that was a very curious kind of thing, and you're definitely a fun follow on that platform. Like, I saw the July Instagram post with you with the two lads in the luchador masks there, so I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. What's going on there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you love to see it, but people are going to love to see this fight here at Bellator 268. It goes down on October the 16th, a light heavyweight bout that has, you know, consequential implication for the division. Dolph Ledzon, Yag Shamiradov, and Carl Albrechtsen testing skills there. And yeah, just to reiterate, thanks for providing the insights and coming on the show again, man. You enjoy the rest of your day there.
Thank you. You too, sir. Have a nice day.